Hello, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Drew Weber, and I'm going to be doing a review of the Personas FirePod audio interface. This audio interface connects to your computer via a FireWire connection. Before we get into all the connectors, let's look at what the unit looks like. The unit's a long rectangular box with 4 feet to hold it steady on a table surface. On the top plate, there are 4 indentations. 2 on the left, 2 on the right, where another FirePod unit could sit. There are also rack mounts coming off of each side of the FirePod to be mounted in a rack unit. On the left side of the FirePod, there is a vent system, and on the right side of the FirePod, the completion of the vent system. Now, this vent system does not have any fans, but just a ventilation system so that air, of course, can get in. So the FirePod will not get too hot. Now that we have discussed the actual physical aspects of the unit's surface, let's go ahead and take a look at those connectors. Let's start on the back. On the back of the unit, there are 2 rows of connections, and since I don't use these rows very frequently, I'm not going to tell you what they do. Because, well, I don't know, because I've never really used it. I believe there are some main outputs, pre-amplification outputs, and some send and return outputs and inputs, and then, of course, some monitor outputs. Other than that, moving to the right of the quarter-inch connections, you have MIDI in and MIDI out, SPDIF connections in and out, and to the right of that, you have 2 FireWire. Now, either of these FireWire connections can be used to connect the FirePod to the computer. And you're probably wondering why the feet would be on the top plate that you can set another FirePod. You can actually daisy chain up to 3 FirePod units together, which is very cool. To the right of the FireWire connections, you have the on-off switch, and then the DC end with a light above that. I believe it's a light. Feels like a light to me that would indicate that the unit is on. Moving to the front, starting at the left, you have 2 push buttons. These buttons would be spring-loaded to an extent. And what these buttons are is they turn on the phantom power. Top button is for inputs 1 through 4, and the bottom button is inputs 5 through 8. Moving to the right from that, you do have your 8 XLR inputs. Now, the interesting thing about these XLR inputs are that they double up as quarter-inch inputs as well. First time I've ever seen anything like that. The quarter-inch males go into the center of the inputs, into the, of course, the female quarter-inch, and then the XLRs, it's almost like they're on the outside of the connection. It's really interesting, but it definitely works, and pretty impressed with it. So you do have, as I said, 8 inputs. The first 2, talking on a quarter-inch level, are instrument level, and then the remaining 6 are line level inputs, and of course with XLR they're all the same levels. Now, we do have volume controls for each individual input, so for each preamp to the right of these connections. Now, it's interesting, these knobs, you do not go, if you're looking through 1 through 8, you do not go going across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You go up, down, up, down, up, down, if that makes any sense. 1 is up, 2 is down, the next row, 3 is up, 4 is down, next row, 5 is up, 6 is down, last row, 7 is up, 8 is down. And you do have lights indicating, of course, I believe, clipping and different levels on the front to the right of each input. Then you have a small space and 3 more knobs. The top knob on the left, I believe, is a monitor level, as far as if you're running external monitors from this unit. Going kind of diagonally down is a mix level, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. And to the on the very right of the unit, there is your main master level, and right below that, a headphone jack is a quarter-inch jack. And then to the right of that, you have another light. that would indicate something. Maybe levels again. I'm not positive. That's pretty much the layout of the unit. Now, I hear that you can actually run 10 inputs into the unit, so possibly some of those inputs on the back or SPDIF inputs. Probably what it is, because when I've looked in the computer, it's, you know, shows me inputs 1 through 8 and then SPDIF left and right. So that's probably where those other two inputs come into play. Now, the one nice feature about these knobs is that they actually have notches in them, so where you can feel when you're turning the knob how many notches you are up. The knobs go from 1 to 40, and, you know, you can think, okay, I want this mic up 30 or 20, and you can remember how many notches you have turned. That's a very nice feature that I do enjoy about the knobs on the unit. Now, I told you we're going to talk a little bit about the mix level knob. And what that does is when it's all the way down, you actually just hear your input sources. None of the sound that's coming at you from the computer into the FirePod through the FireWire connection. The more you turn the volume up, the less you hear the actual source coming in real time, and the more you hear the mix coming at you from the computer. I turn my knob, remember this goes from 1 to 40, I turn it around 12 and then have the main volume knob around 20, and that seems to give me a pretty decent mix. As far as software that comes with the FirePod, it does come with Cubase LE, and I've never ran that software before, so I can't tell you how accessible it is, how easy it is to navigate with keyboard commands, etc., etc. The drivers have worked pretty much flawlessly, and they did issue an update for the drivers after the initial release of the drivers on the disk, and they also released a firmware update for the FirePod. So I installed both of those, very easy to do. Now, the FirePod is really meant for a multi-track input. For example, in my studio here, I have a drum set mic'd up with 8 mics. And each mic has its own track. And if you're wanting to record more than just that one drum set, say an entire band, you're able to daisy chain. So you're able to get a pretty nice, expandable range of sources. The recording quality has been really decent. There is no EQ on the unit itself, so all of the EQ was done in post-processing and or daisy-chaining some type of external source to the unit. Another interesting note about the Presonus FirePod is there is no pan controls. And so everything you get going into the unit is, in fact, mono. Now, of course, in software, you take and pan those tracks however you like, and you do get a stereo back through the mix. So that's good. I've had the FirePod for a little over a year now, have not experienced any major issues, and am very impressed in the sound quality. I researched audio interfaces before I bought the FirePod, and can say that this is really the best for the money. You're able to daisy chain. You're able to buy more FirePods in the future and expand on your input level capability. And the price is really not that bad. For 8 preamps, 8 inputs, it's not that big a price for what you get from what I've researched and what I've found. So all in all, the FirePod is a great source to use for an audio interface, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And it is user-friendly, definitely enough for blind individuals to use it. Those knobs really help with those notches on them. All around a great device. So if anybody's looking for an audio interface for a multi-track recording setup, I would recommend the FirePod. Thanks for listening. Until the next time I throw up an episode on the Blind Cool Tech. Later.